I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, talking today with Alexa Topolsky back from the Berkshire Mountains, Western Massachusetts.
Hi, Stephen. I've got to tell you, when it comes to bed and breakfast, I'm like Goldilocks. I want a place that's nicely decorated, but not too fussy or intimidating. It's got to be cozy, but still feel like it's a special occasion when I go. The hosts have to be warm, but not impose themselves. And I want the guests to be friendly, but not yak so much that they take up my whole morning. And I want to feel like I've escaped the city, but I can still get a decent cup of coffee, great service, and a really good meal. Well, I found a place that achieves that perfect balance. The Windflower Inn is 2.5 hours drive from both Manhattan and Boston in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. I just spent a weekend there with my husband, Jerry, and we had a great, relaxing time. One of the interesting things about the Windflower Inn is that it was originally built as an inn in the late 1800s, so it hasn't had to be adapted and renovated the way a lot of bed and breakfasts have. It's just this great, solid, sprawling Victorian inn with a huge wraparound porch and fireplaces in the room. I loved our room, which had a four-poster bed. And every morning, our hostess Claudia was there to greet us and help us plan our day, and her mom was making pancakes or French toast in the kitchen. Rooms at the Windflower run from $100 to $200 a night, and you can get more information on the internet at windflowerinn.com, all one word, or call 1-800-992-1993.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.